been a really hectic and in many cases, though, rewarding 2 years for us at FSA. We've worked hard to make sure that these programs, many of which are new both to our employees as well as our customers, are understood. And so we did about 5,000 public meetings beginning in the spring of 2014 to make sure that farmers and ranchers were educated about these programs and knew what they needed to know. There were a lot of web-based tools that we developed in conjunction with land-grant universities around the country. And, you know, we really went the extra mile, I think, to make sure that people were comfortable with the changes in the 2014 Farm Bill. We have mostly implemented that law now. It's in the final stages. We've got a couple of regulatory rules that we're working on and a couple of little programs that are kind of bringing up the rear. But you're right. You know, the conversation about the 2018 or 19 Farm Bill has already begun in many quarters.
But Dolcini said until the 2018 Farm Bill is passed and signed, they will, of course, continue working with programs that was designed for them to carry out through the current Farm Bill. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.